This is New England Public Media. As vaccine and mask mandates become more common, Massachusetts officials are offering both the carrot and the stick, but COVID-19 cases continue to rise. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. As we do most Mondays, we've got Matt Murphy from the Statehouse News Service on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Carrie.
Over the summer, Governor Charlie Baker's administration was urging residents to get vaccinated, and then came along a vaccine mandate for state employees and a message encouraging private businesses to do the same. Then there were the five vaccine lottery drawings. Those ended last week. And still increasing daily COVID-19 caseloads. Do you expect the governor to switch up his messaging again? And what are the options?
You know, at this point, I think the governor has been fairly consistent in his messaging that he believes vaccines are the most effective and really the only way out of this pandemic. I think that's why you're seeing him not give the option of regular testing, for instance, for public employees. He doesn't want to give employees an out, an option to avoid getting vaccinated. You're seeing the administration work with school districts to have pop-up clinics at schools as kids, teachers, and staff return to these buildings, trying to drive up vaccination rates in schools. And you may see other efforts like that, ways to make the vaccine easily accessible and, to be frank, in your face, so that you would have to turn it down actively if you didn't want to get it. So we may see more of that to try and drive up the rates, even as Massachusetts has, as the governor repeatedly points out, one of the highest vaccination rates in the country, because, as you mentioned, cases do continue to rise. So I think there is some hope that it might start to level off.
Due to the pandemic, Massachusetts employers are down a couple hundred thousand employees, many of whom, as of mid-August, were collecting enhanced federal unemployment benefits. By the end of this week, though, those benefits are set to expire. Do we expect to see hundreds of thousands of workers seeking out job training programs and re-entering the workforce soon?
Well, according to the administration, as many as 100,000 people could drop off the unemployment benefit rolls in the week of September 4th when the federal expanded benefits expire. This has been a huge issue of concern. Secretary Roslyn talking about recently what the state has been doing. They ran a massive virtual job fair a week long that attracted thousands of employers and people seeking work. It was the largest, most subscribed job fair they've ever done. I think they're hoping that will connect some people to the workforce. There are also efforts in the job training space underway, but the governor is saying that they need to significantly ramp that up, and that's why he's proposed using some American Rescue Plan Act funding to do that, about $240 million, because at the current size of these programs, they just can't train enough for the jobs that are going to need to be created to get all of these people back to work.
Have legislators been given a date yet to resume large-scale lawmaking after their summer break? And what issues are likely to be bubbling up to the top of their agendas when they go back to work?
Yeah, of course, we're in the tail end of what is the traditional August break, but it never ends precisely at the end of August. We do expect them to come back sometime after Labor Day. It could be mid-September. What you will see after Labor Day is hearings start to resume. We expect the Ways and Means Committees and the other involved committees to resume their hearings on ARPA spending. We fairly quickly try to review the governor's bill to spend the surplus from fiscal year 2021. That would include the governor was to shift the state's unemployment insurance system after it was heavily used during the pandemic. And redistricting is another issue that they're going to have to tackle pretty quickly, given some of the deadlines and the need to get this done by the end of the year.
Matt Murphy is a reporter with the Statehouse News Service in Boston. Matt, thank you as always.
Thank you.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the Statehouse. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from New England Public Media at our website. That's nepm.org/podcast hub. This is New England Public Media.
On the next Fresh Air, actress Sandra Oh, who stars in the new Netflix comedy series, The Chair. She plays